on his side of the tape, going along real swell, I guess. Looks like everything's working right. General Blanchard the other day called up and said, why don't you make sure that every village of Hamlet's got a flag flying? All right, you know, yes, sir. Click. So, whether the village chief wants it or not, he's got to have a flag flying. So I got to take the Jeep the other day, and I went and visited each of these people. There's two majors and about six minors. Not referring to rank, but position, shall we say. And blah, blah, blah about the Mountain Yard Village, and blah, blah, blah about the weather, and blah, blah, blah about Tet, New Year's, which is coming up very soon. And I come up with this sort of off-the-beat angle that the government in Saigon, or the Saigon government, has sent the division some gifts to give to the villages, and it's the hope of the division that each village would use the gifts that the government has sent. Oh, what is this? They would ask, and I'd say, it's a flag. Oh, well, we'd be more than happy to do that. They'd each say, huh. So they all agreed to put their flags up. We'll give them their flags for Tet. So that's typical civil affairs type division, you know. Not the way the Vietnamese want it, but the way General Blanchard wants it. Okay, Jen. Last Monday, it was kind of a cloudy, cold day, and Captain Miller heard that this Lieutenant Colonel, who's a commander in the Navy, was going to come in and take a look at the civil affairs team. So he goes out to the airport, and the plane flies over, and the word is that he will not be coming in, and he couldn't land. So we went out and ran some errands, and we came back, and the phone, there was a message that this guy had come in and was up at division. And he'd come in on a later flight. So Cap Miller went up there, and they had lunch up there, and then he wanted to see what we were up to. So we piled him in the Jeep, and took a little ride. We went out to Mountain Yard Village, and we went out to stopped off at the pigsty, and they made a right turn and went back into the sticks there. And, oops, playing with my tape recorder there. And made a left turn at this corner, and I immediately got the Jeep stuck up to the axles, front and rear, in mud. And there's a second lieutenant, a captain, and a lieutenant colonel Navy type out there with Vietnamese hose and a bunch of kids trying to push the Jeep out. Ha ha, that was a neat trick. Well, we finally got it out about a half hour later, and he was just full of sweat and covered with mud. Welcome to Vietnam, Colonel. Yeah, sorry about that. Xin Loi, as they say in Vietnamese. So we took him down to subsector. He talked to Major Atkins and the USAID people and came back up here and thanked us for, an uncensored view of what was going on out here. Yeah. Sure, glad to help. Turned around and walked out, you know. And he is the advisor to General Shark. General Sharp? Sharp, I guess. No, Shark. Ulysses S. Grant Shark. Sharp. Who is the SINCPAC commander. You know, like the commander of all the Pacific area. There's an admiral in charge of the entire Pacific area, like there's a general in charge of all the European area. Army general. In charge of all the European commands, Army, Navy, and Air Force. Well, this guy's in charge of all Army, Navy, Air Force here for the Pacific, and he's an admiral. He's Westmoreland's legal boss, although we all know that President Johnson is Westmoreland's actual boss. And this guy tells the admiral about rural development, not only in Vietnam, but in Thailand, Okinawa, Korea, Philippines, every place else, the United Nations Trustee Islands and all this stuff. And he was just out here in Vietnam seeing what the Civil Affairs Company was up to. Oh, which is kind of interesting. This guy, you know, he's stationed in Hawaii, and he's way up there at the top and has access to some real high people. He took copious notes and asked many questions. It was very interesting. So that's about the week. This afternoon I was out in the Mountain Yard Village, and they have 14 houses now, and a house for the unmarried men. And the chief invited us to move out there. And I think I'm going to take him up for about 4 days and move out there. Cap Miller said, well, okay, if you want to, type, you know. And as soon as I get this place cleaned up, I'll just pack up my tape recorder, camera, and move out there. I said my tape recorder isn't turning evenly, but I guess that's just an optical illusion. It's presently 9:05 on Sunday night, and I'm about ready to go to bed right after I make this. I got that folder on the radios, and that was one of those things that if you'd done it, it had been done, and I'd have been happy. But since you sent me this thing as a, you know, well, do you really want to do it? Well, I changed my mind. I'll wait and see if I can find one in a PX, especially for $49. I think I can get one in a PX cheaper than that. But we'll see. And if I can't find one in a reasonable amount of time, I'll ask you to buy me one. Maybe I can find somebody going to Japan, in which case I can get one much cheaper. This little tape recorder I have right here only costs $45. And in the States, it would cost close to, closer to $80 than anything else. I need a little converter, which I'll be able to pick up in the PX to go from the plug to 9 volts DC. It runs on 6 little flashlight batteries, which is real nice. And as you can probably tell, it's got exceptionally good sound, and it also has the on and off switch on the microphone, just like yours. Ha ha, you have nothing on me now. So, you have your $300, and we're all clear on that, I'm glad. And let me see, what else? Well, I guess I'll get a tape tomorrow or the next day. Like I say, their mail system has really been bad this week. So I can't answer any questions until next Sunday, because like I say, my supply system is so fouled up because you're saving tapes and not putting one into the system every week. It kind of fouls things up. So I have to wait till next Sunday to send a tape. I guess you get these about Thursday, don't you, as I understand it, on the other end. The other recipient of tapes. I got a very nice letter from John Noble first part of the week, too. Real nice, long letter telling me about everything that was going on back at school. And just a year ago this week, I left school, too. Imagine that. Well, I think I've told you just about everything. The war is going on nicely over here. It's been a little slow up north. They haven't been getting too much contact, but they're expecting a whole bunch real soon. And I'm sure you'll be reading about that pretty soon. The Oregon Trail and the Onlow Valley, and the 1st Cav Division, and 3rd Brigade of the 25th Division, too. We got three brigades up there right now. So it'll get warmer later on, but it isn't hot yet. So never can tell what might happen in the future. I weighed myself. I don't know if I told you that in the last day, but I can't remember if I weighed myself this week or last week. It was between 160 and 165 pounds, so I have lost a bit of weight. And, let's see, Grandpa's been there about, a week and a half now, I guess. By the time he gets this, it'll be 2 weeks and a day, so I hope everybody's enjoying the visit and the rain isn't too bad, as it is the rainy month. John said the winds in Colorado, they're Boulder there one day, 125 miles an hour one night. That's a little breezy. And he's been getting cash awards there, working at the Bureau of Standards for doing such a good job out there. And they even put in his own teletype so he can talk directly and personally to the computer down in Arizona. So he's real happy. And everything's good at school. Everything's good here. And I hope everything's good there. So that's about it. The weather's warm and wonderful, and I took a blanket off my bed today, too, as I changed my sheets. So, that's about it. Happy, healthy, and well-fed. That's about all a guy can ask for, I guess, huh? Except that maybe not be so far away. But being so far away has its advantages, too. So, wait here for the tape to run out. I'm looking forward to a tape. I hope it isn't tear-stained like most of them have been. Sit down and casually chat away for 15 minutes. It shouldn't be that tough to do. And I appreciate it all, and I'm looking forward to this package. Maybe it's got those slides in it. I'd like to make that slide tape thing for you. That'd be kind of fun. A little different anyway, okay? Okay, we're running out of tape, so I sign it like I do with most letters. Sincerely, Lee. Okay? All right. Good night.